assume that you're not having a very well day so far.
Okay, are you getting the tingles? You may be experiencing an autonomous sensory meridian response, or ASMR for short. This shimmery warm sensation induced by soft, soothing sounds. It's been the object of fascination for years. Now, researchers are looking into whether or not ASMR videos, like the one we just played, may actually have some therapeutic benefit as well. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Craig Richard, founder of the ASMR University. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you very much for talking to us today. So start out by explaining to us how this works, how ASMR works.
Well, it appears to be registered by the brain as that you're with someone who is safe and helpful. And when we're with someone that we feel is safe and they're trying to help us, our brains relax. And that is just that feeling, that deep feeling that people are experiencing with relaxation. And then for ASMR, you have this signature feeling of these brain tingles.
And some of this might have been planted when we were little and we were told stories to put us to sleep, maybe?
Yeah, it's likely that from the day we're born, we just have this basic pattern recognition that when someone talks softly, when they move slowly, when they touch us lightly and appropriately, our brains register that as someone who's safe and helpful. And that kind of response is going to be helpful as we're children and even as we're adults.
But, you know, some of these ASMR videos have people opening a bottle of something carbonated and pouring it. I mean, where does that play and how does that fit?
Yeah, as long as it's done slowly and gently and you're seeing the person's hands and you may also be hearing their voice, all of that is just a basic pattern recognition of someone doing something gently and therefore non-threatening, and they're being helpful. And so you relax rather than having an alert response.
I didn't realize that the visual was a part of it because I tried it a couple times at night and only used the audio. I didn't look at the video.
Yeah, it can be like a recipe where, you know, sugar by itself tastes fantastic, but you can combine it with many other ingredients to make other great tasting objects.
Like butter. Okay.
So people say same thing with sounds and visuals and even the light touch aspect.
People say that this is helping with their anxiety. How does that work?
Yeah, we have a research study. We have over 20,000 participants who experience ASMR. 85% of them report that it's helpful for relaxation. We further ask, have you been diagnosed with anxiety? Of that subpopulation, about 50% report that it's helpful. So it seems that it's very helpful for people to relax and to de-stress. But when you have stronger stress like anxiety, it may not be as helpful, but still 50% is significant.
This thing is huge. I mean, if you go to YouTube, these people have a lot of followers and viewers. I mean, it just seemed like it blew up overnight, but it's been around for a while.
Yeah, the first discussion was in 2007. The first ASMR video was in 2009. And like you said, it's blown up today to the point that some of these ASMR video channels have over 2 million subscribers.
You know, I saw a beer commercial on television the other night, and it featured one of the ASMR practitioners, I guess I'll call her, pouring a bottle of beer. And they never used the term ASMR, but it was clearly what they were doing or what they were aiming for.
Do you, was this the Michelob Ultra
yep,
commercial
that's the one.
With Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the ASMR consultant for that commercial.
Okay.
And they first aired it during the Super Bowl.
And they never said it, though. You know, I don't think they say ASMR in it. Are you a producer? Do you make them? Do you use your voice in these?
Mm-hmm. I create an ASMR podcast called Sleep Whispers. And all I do is I just simply whisper. Might be reading a story or doing a guided meditation.